call this meeting of the Senate Community and Regional Affairs to order. For the record, reflect it's 3:30 p.m. Thursday, May 9th, 2019. We're in the Belts Room of the Thomas Stewart Building. We do have a quorum to do business. Senators Gray Jackson, Senators Hoffman, Senators Birch, Senators Costello, and myself, Senator Bishop, Christopher Dickrell on Senate Records, Doug Bridges is on the LIO. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Cody Grusendorf. Cell phones goes without saying. It's on the script. And we have before us HB 126, Alaska Native Heritage Month, sponsored by the House Tribal Affairs Committee. There will be public testimony today. And I'd like to invite the chair of the Tribal Affairs to the table. And please put your name on the record. Bring whoever else you need with you. And the floor is yours, ma'am. Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Chairman Bishop and members of the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee. For the record, my name is Representative Tiffany Zolkowski. I represent House District 38, serving Bethel in the YK Delta region.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Grace Renee Singh, staff to Representative Zolkowski.
Guyana, thank you so much for the opportunity to present House Bill 126 before your committee today. And a special thank you to Senator Gray Jackson for introducing Senate Bill 86, which also looks to permanently establish Alaska Native Heritage Month. House Bill 126 is the first bill sponsored by Alaska's first ever House Special Committee on Tribal Affairs. The bill passed unanimously out of committee and nearly unanimously from the floor of the other body. The bill seeks to permanently establish November as Alaska Native Heritage Month. Our state is home to 229, or nearly half of all federally recognized tribes in the country, at least 20 distinct cultural groups and native languages, 13 regional native corporations, almost 200 village corporations, 12 regional tribal nonprofit consortiums, and I could go on. Permanently establishing Alaska Native Heritage Month gives us an opportunity to celebrate, honor, and recognize the rich, vibrant cultures of Alaska Natives across our state. This is a recognition that we have made at the federal level for decades. Since the 1970s, the U.S. Congress has passed numerous joint resolutions and proclamations recognizing the contributions of American Indians and Alaska Natives to our country. In 2013, President Barack Obama proclaimed November as National Native American Heritage Month. Most recently, in 2017, President Trump also proclaimed November as National Native American Heritage Month, stating, "American Indians and Alaska Natives are inextricably linked with the history of the United States. Native Americans' contributions are woven deeply into our nation's rich tapestry." I would pose that the same could be said about Alaska Native people and our state. Alaska Native people have occupied this land, now known as Alaska, for thousands of years, since well before statehood, and have a unique history in this place that we all know and love. This recognition is one that helps us move beyond the complex historic divisions within Alaska. Our unique heritage and shared cultural appreciation strengthens relationships that bring all Alaskans together. Alaska Native people, cultures, languages, and traditions significantly contribute to our state's history, economy, and diverse identity. This act serves to formally acknowledge the many contributions, sacrifices, and resilience of Alaska Native people that every community, culture, and resident in our state can celebrate. Again, thank you, Guyana, for the opportunity to present House Bill 126 before your committee today. I'm happy to take any questions the committee may have.
Thank you for that succinct, excellent overview. Questions from committee members? Seeing none, I'm going to open public comment. Public comments open. Okay. We have one. One moment. Okay. Take a brief at ease. we're going to go off-net and to Elizabeth Medicine Crow first, Alaskans Institute and CAKE. Good afternoon, ma'am. Put your name and affiliation on the record, and the floor is yours.
Ganesh Cheech, thank you for inviting me to testify before this committee today on the Alaska Native Heritage Month bill that is before you. My name is Elizabeth Medicine Crow. I'm Klinkin and Haida from CAKE, Alaska. I am the president CEO of First Alaskan Institute. We are a statewide Alaska Native nonprofit organization that works towards progress for the next 10,000 years. Our organization focuses on amplifying the voice of our Alaska Native people, ensuring that we are advancing our ways of life, and ensuring that we also have decision makers who reflect and represent our Native peoples and the issues that impact us. I'm here today to talk with you about HB 126 and urge you to pass this important bill. The Alaska Native community has been stewarding Alaska as our homeland for over 10,000 years, and we look forward to the next 10,000. This is an important bill for us, not just as Alaska Natives, but for all Alaskans, because it helps to make permanent a month of celebration, a month to celebrate the diverse cultures of Alaska Native peoples across the state, our contributions to the state for thousands of years, and for the ability for all Alaskans to enjoy the beauty, the strength, and the connection of what it means to be an Alaskan, because our ancestors took great care in stewarding these lands and waters, in creating relationships with our animals, and ensuring that even today, despite the fact that we have management issues problems in terms of our resource management, our animal relatives are still trying to be here with us. In Alaska, we have an opportunity to make Alaska Native Heritage Month permanent so that it also removes one more step from the legislative process. So instead of having an annual moment during the legislative process to pass and support recognition of that year's Alaska Native Heritage Month in November, this bill would make that permanent, which would be really important so that people could plan on it, so that it actually marks the responsiveness of this body, of the Alaska legislature, to recognizing the critical and important role and contributions of Alaska Native people. It also falls at an important time in our calendar year, because November is the time of celebration for many of our cultures, because in the wintertime, after we've harvested throughout the summer and spring, summer and fall seasons, we're able to come together for our cultural traditions. So Alaska Native Heritage Month would be joined into that cycle of seasonal celebrations. And for schools to be able to plan on incorporating events that actually celebrate and lift up positive stories of Native people, it's critical to the well-being of our children. So we stand as First Alaskans Institute as a statewide nonprofit organization in support of this bill, but I also stand as a Native woman, as a citizen of my tribe, the Organized Village of CAKE, as a citizen of the state of Alaska, for making sure that we take moments to celebrate the good things that are happening, and this month would allow us to do that. Ganesh Cheech Hawa, and thank you for offering me this time to speak to this bill.
Thank you for that commentary and introduction and the background, which is greatly appreciated. Any questions from committee members or comments to Elizabeth? Seeing none, thank you. I don't see anybody else signed up for public testimony, so we'll close public testimony. Any questions of Senator Gray Jackson?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't have any questions. I just wanted to make some comments, if I may, if it's good, okay for me to do it now.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. First, I want to thank Representative Sulawski for bringing this forward. It's really, really important. And I just want to talk a little bit about why it's important to me. When I served on the Anchorage Assembly, for 9 years, I brought forward resolutions that recognize the many diverse cultures within our community, and I did it for 9 years. Actually, I did it even before that. I used to, you know, I was staff to the Assembly, and I used to try and find an Assembly member to sponsor them. But I said, once I get to be an Assembly member, I'm going to make sure it happens every single year. Well, now that I'm in the Senate, one of my goals was to not bring forward resolutions recognizing our many diverse cultures, but to make it bring forward bills so that they can be in state statute and be there forever. And my first goal during this, my first session, was to bring forward Black History Month and then Alaska Native Heritage Month. And I'm just so thrilled that Black History Month is ready for the governor to sign. And I'm grateful that we have come this far before the end of the session. I'm hopeful that this bill will be ready for the governor to sign as soon as possible. And I want to thank you, Senator Bishop, as the committee chairman, for accommodating this hearing so quickly. And thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you for those comments. Senator Costello?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to thank the sponsor and also the member in our body for introducing companion legislation. I think this is really important also, and as a former classroom teacher, I see a lot of opportunities with this recognition for classroom teachers to be providing opportunities for young people to learn more about our heritage in Alaska and your heritage, and I just wanted to put that on the record. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, committee members? I just have a question. I'm honored to be chairing this committee to be able to pass this legislation along to the next committee. With that being said, I want to say something real bad, but my wife's watching and I don't want to get in trouble. Whoa. So I won't share that little story with you guys, but maybe privately. It's a good one. And it's pertinent in reference to the 10,000 years. But are we having a working group celebration, a month-long event, day by day? Is there a big potlatch planned, or have we thought that far ahead?
Chairman, in relation to this particular bill,
yeah.
We have not planned anything quite yet, but I would say that this might seem like a small bill, but for our committee on the House side that we were on the other side that we were able to establish this year, I think there's something that we could absolutely work towards, and we'd be happy to work with your office on something like that.
I mean, I just listening to Elizabeth and reading her backup, you know, for me, as being a father of two Native children, I think it's for that month, I don't know, something you could do in the schools, you know, for those little kids to bring out who they are and where they're from and their history is I think something that's just hugely important. So with that commentary, I have no further questions from committee members. Any final wrap-up before we move this?
I would just again say thank you, Mr. Chair, and to members of the committee for hearing this bill. We have been doing a lot of work to within the Tribal Affairs Committee to provide information and operate from a consistent foundation and a level of knowledge. And I think that stepping forward together in recognizing our shared history and our unique history as a state is one way that we can step forward together.
All right. Thank you for those. What's the will of the committee? Senator Birch?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move House Bill 126, version 31, LS0782/M, from committee with attached zero fiscal note and individual recommendations.
All right. Seeing no objections, this bill moves from committee. Just a few closing comments. We'll stay behind and sign the bill packet. Concludes the meeting for today. Thank you, Rep. Sulkowski and Ms. Grace Renee Singh and to all committee members. We'll be in touch to members if there's a need for any further action. Meeting is adjourned at 3:45.